I just wish they'd make up their mind about it.
I do too.
Leave it with one or the other.
That's right.
You know, when you're just eating a regular meal, those utensils that you eat your meal with,
yeah,
you just use a
knife and a fork.
If you're having soup, you might use a
spoon. Mm-hmm.
Or if you say if you're having steak, you might use a set of
steak knife, something like that. Yeah.
People generally have the same kind of things.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I see. You know, when your mother got through washing the dishes, what did she do to them to get the soap off of them?
He rinsed them in clear water.
Ever heard people call that scalding the dishes?
Oh yeah, yes sir.
Now was that the same thing or
yeah.
Something different?
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. When she was washing the dishes, did she ever use any kind of cloth or rag to wash them with?
Use a rag all the time. Call it a wash rag.
Wash rag.
Yeah.
What about one when she was drying?
Yeah, I had one called a drying rag. Yeah.
I see. Did you use anything maybe about the size of your hand when you were to bathe your face with?
To do what?
To bathe your face
with? Oh, yeah, call that a wash rag.
Wash rag.
Yeah.
I see. And the big one that you use to draw off
your towel.
You know, in your kitchen, that thing over the sink that the water comes out of?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Well, generally most people call it faucets. Some of them call it water spouts.
Yes. Or say if it were out in your yard, you know, the thing that you hook up a hose to?
Yeah, call it faucet.
That would be a faucet.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, you know, years ago, if you wanted to buy a pretty good amount of flour, what would that usually come in?
Barrel. Mm-hmm. Barrel or a half a barrel.
That's
all the way my daddy used to buy was a barrel or a half a barrel.
Mm-hmm. How much flour are you talking about there?
Well, a barrel of flour weighed 196 pounds. Mm-hmm.
How often would you buy that much?
Well, about every 2 months, three. We had a big family.
Right.
Yeah, 12 children.
I guess you did.
Yeah.
Right. Where did you come along there in those?
Well, I was along down about Middleway.
Middleway.
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, and one, two, six. Believe I had 7 brothers. Yeah, 7 brothers. There's 12 of us. There's 4 girls. 8 boys and 4 girls.
I see. Y'all have trouble, you know, getting in each other's way? Or?
Oh, yeah, a lot of times we'd fuss and fight. But my daddy would break that up pretty quick if he got around where it was happening.
I imagine he had to.
Oh, yeah.
That many children.
Yeah.
How many of y'all slept in the same room, though, when you were growing up?
Well, we had what's called the boys' room and the girls' room, and I had what's called Mom and Papa's room.
Yes, sir.
Well, Mom and Papa sleep in one bed in their room, maybe 2 of the smaller children in another bed in their room.
Yes, sir.
Well, what girls was in the sleep in the girls' room, what boys it was that sleep in what they call the boys' room.
Yes, sir.
There's all big rooms.
I see.